I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A second major quake struck Ecuador near the disaster zone just days later. Of the 70,000 children served by Compassion International in Ecuador, there are close to 15,000 in the affected areas. Compassion International's staff and partner churches have been going door-to-door to check on its sponsored children and their families. Compassion's Herb Ehrsman says working with partner churches allows them to assess both damage and need, though in many cases
they are both first responders and victims in all of this.
They're meeting the emergency, but they're also evaluating long-term needs, including developing ways to replace lost livelihoods. You can pray for something needed by every person in the earthquake-ravaged area for hope not to be lost.
May God be glorified by these circumstances, driving people closer to Him and through the windows of the church rather than farther away.
And in Mozambique, a lot of people with incurable diseases are put in grass or mud huts. Why? Audio Scripture Ministries' Chad Vandenbosch says it's a mix of fearing death and not knowing how to care. ASM has a new compassionate care ministry. Staff members are coming alongside families and people who are sick.
They're using hospice palliative care methods along with audio scripture materials to minister to those who are suffering from incurable diseases.
They're providing medical comfort care and wildlife storytellers, which are stuffed animals with audio scriptures inside. But those are just two areas of ministry workers are touching on.
They work in four different areas. They want to help in the physical, psychological, the social, and the spiritual aspects.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.